Okay, good morning. The Daf HaShavua Shir is sponsored by David and Paula Baumzer and Omo Construction, and also by Bagel Munch. And today we're starting in the middle of Nun Zayin Amud Beis. For everyone listening in person and on the tape, I want to be very clear, I did not prepare this shir. I was just asked to do it, so I'm not giving this shir, we're going to crowdsource it. Anyone who knows what the Gemara is saying, feel free to yell it out, and we'll try to work through it together, and we'll see how far we get, and we could, no pressure, we'll figure out how far we get. So again, we're starting in the middle of Nun Zayin Amud Beis with Chamisha. The last word on the line after the two dots is Chamisha. Chamisha Echad Mishishim. There are five instances of Echad Mishishim where the Gemara is going to say that something is 1/60th of something else. So there are five instances of that. Elohein, and they are the following. Eish, fire, dvash, honey, v'shabbos, Shabbos, v'shina, sleep, v'chalom, and dreams. So let's go through them. Eish, echad mishishim l'gehenim. Fire is 1/60th of Gehenim. The heat of fire, the discomfort of fire, represents 1/60th of the discomfort of Gehenim. Dvash, echad mishishim l'man. Honey is 1/60th as sweet or as tasty, as appealing as man. Shabbos, echad mishishim l'olam haba. Shabbos is 1/60th of the experience of olam haba. Shina, echad mishishim l'misa. Sleep is 1/60th of the pleasure of death, so to speak, or the relaxation of death. Chalom, echad mishishim l'nevua. Having a dream is 1/60th of a nevuah. There's a little tint of some sort of nevuah there in a dream. Now, next is shisha dvarim siman yafe l'chola. There are six things that are good news or a good tiding or something that good or positive that could happen to someone who's sick. Eluhain, and they are the following. Itush, I believe Itush is passing gas.
No, Itush is sneezing.
Sneezing, thank you. Zeya, sweating. Shulshul is having loose bowels. Keri is having Riyas Keri. Vishina and sleep. Vichalom and dreaming. So let's go through. They're going to bring psukim for each of these. Itush dechsiv atisho sav tahalil or. Tar tahal or. I don't have the translations of these. Let's see. He sneezes flashlight. Fine. Next is Zeya Dichsiv Bezeya Sapecha Tocha Lechem, that by the sweat of your brow you'll eat bread. Shulshul Dichsiv Miher Tzoel Lehipa Seach Voyamus LaShachas, that one who needs to relieve himself will not die in the pit, it says here. Carry a seminal discharge, as it says, Dichsiv Yira Zera Yarech Yamim, that it causes you to live long days. Shina, sleep, dechsiv, yashanti, az, yanuach, li. I will sleep, and that's going to cause rest. Chalom, dechsiv, atachlimeni, vechieni, dreams, because it says dreams give life. Next, shisha dvar merapin esachola micholio, refua, so refua. There are six things that cure a person from sickness, and not only that they are good to help him, but it's actually a full cure. Eulain, kruv, kruvar is cabbage, vitardin is beets, visisin yevashim, dried, they translate it here as dried pennyroyal, vikeva, that's a stomach of an animal, viheres, that's the womb of the animal, vioseres hakaved, and the animal's diaphragm. Vishomrim afdagim katanim, also small fish. If you eat small fish like sardines, it's very, very healthy for your body. It'll kind of rejuvenate it. Next, asar dvarim machzir nesachol l'chol yo v'chol yo kasha. So there are 10 things that will make it even worse, that will return a person to a sickness, and it'll make him even more sick. Eloheina ochel basar shor. Someone eats the meat of a shor, of a ox. Basar shamein, very fatty meat, basar tzli, fried meat, basar tzfarim, tzipurim, bird meat, ubeitza tzluya, and a roasted egg. Vitiglachas, vitiglachas shavim, vishachalim is someone who eats cress, Veha chalav, milk, veha gvina, and cheese, veha merchatz, and washing yourself. Veshomrim af egozim, some people say even nuts. Veshomrim af kishuan, some people say even gourds, or cucumbers. Satana debayi Rabbi Shmuel, lamash nikra shman kishuan, why are they called cucumbers? Mifnei shein kashim laguf kecharavos. They're like dangerous to the body, just like swords. Where it challenges that. Ini v'haksiv v'yomer Hashem lush, v'yomer Hashem lush, shnei goyim bivitneich. When it talks about Rivka, it says that there were two nations in your womb. Al tikre goyim, don't say, read that as nations, but an alternative way of reading that is elegeim, that there are two like proud babies in your womb. V'amrab Yehuda, amarav, Rabbi Amarav says, "Ego Antoninus v'Rebbe." This is an allusion to the relationship, the special relationship that Rebbe had with Antoninus, which was one of the Roman Caesars. Shelo pasak mishulchanam lo tznon v'lo chazeres v'lo kishuim lo bimosacham v'lo bimosagashamim. Whenever they would eat together, meet together, there would be plenty of radishes and chazeres and kishuim, cucumbers, on their table, no matter what season it was. So the Gemara has a problem. We just said kishuim are very bad for you, right? And here it seems to be saying kishuim are a good thing. So how do you reconcile that? Well, kashya haba rivrivi haba zutri. One is where there's lots of them, and one's where there's... the large cucumbers versus small cucumbers. Large cucumbers are harmful, whereas small cucumbers are beneficial. Those are healthy. Tan Rabbanan, Mace, Bebias. And now I think we're talking about dreams now. So Mace, if you dream of a mace, of a dead person in your house, Shalom Bebias. That's really a sign that you're going to have a peaceful house. Achol v'shasa b'bayis, I think if the mace now eats or drinks in the house in your dream, simon yafa b'bayis, that's a good sign for your house. It's going to bring, wealth or whatever. Not kelim in a b'bayis, however, if the mace is pulling the stuff out of the b'bayis, putting all the furniture on the front lawn or something, so then simon ra b'bayis, that shows something bad's going to happen to your house. Timur gemara, papa b'misana v'sandala, Rav Papa says that's only true if the corpse, if the mace took a shoe or a sandal. Called the Shakel Shikhva Mali Bar Mimisana Visandala, because anything a corpse takes is good except for if he takes a shoe or a sandal. Called the Yoiv Shikhva Ma'ali Bar Miafra Vikardala, and conversely anything a mace puts into a house is kind of building up the house and making it more full of stuff, so that's a good thing, that signifies something good, except for if he puts dirt or mustard into the house. Okay. Makom shenekra mimenu avodas gilulim. So this is, I think, back to the Mishnah, we talked about brachos, I think. There were brachos that you said, and one of the brachos you said is you visit a place that used to be a base of Avodah Zarah and is no longer a place of Avodah Zarah. Tanu Rabbanan haro markolis, someone who sees the place where it used to be the Avodah Zarah of Markolis, Omer Baruch Shanasan Erech Apayim Lovri Ritzono. That's the bracha you make, that Hashem is patient with people that violate His will. Makom Shenekra Mimenu Avodas Kolchavim, similarly a place where there used to be Avodah Zarah, no longer was Avodah Zarah, Omer Baruch Sha'akra Akum Me'artzenu, we bless Hashem who removed Avodah Zarah from our land. Kshem Shenekra Mimakom Zeh came to Aker Mikol Mikol Mosi Yisrael. The bracha continues and says that it's a bracha that Hashem should remove Avodah Zarah from all areas. Ve'hashev lev ovdeim avdecha, and Hashem should return the hearts of the people who are ovid Avodah Zarah to worship Hashem. Uvechutz la'aretz ein tzarich lomar v'hashev lev ovdeim avdecha. In outside of Eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't say that last part. Mipnei sheruba ovdei kolchavim, because there are so many ovdei kolchavim, I guess it's just an overwhelming task to imagine that Hashem is going to turn them all to His work, to His service, and so therefore we leave off that that part of the bracha. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer af bechutz la'aretz tzarich lomar kein. He says actually you do say the whole bracha even in Chutz La'aretz mipnei she'asidim miskayer, because there is going to be a time when they're all going to convert. Shneimar az epoch el amim safa berura. The pasuk alludes to the fact that one day everyone's going to worship Hashem. Darsh Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna darshin. Haroa bavel harisha. If you see bavel, which is a bad place, sarach levari chamesh brachos. You should say five brachos, and the five brachos are as follows. Ra bavel omer baruch shehechriv bavel harisha. You make the bracha on the fact that Bavel was destroyed.
Why is Bavel considered such a bad place if so much Torah came out of there?
That's a good question. I mean, they were the ones, the Babylonians, who were the ones who destroyed the first base of Migdash, so I guess that's... And there were probably all sorts of bad influences around there. But you're right. Bavel does have that going for it. So there are five brachas you say in the context of seeing things in Bavel. One is you just see the land. So you say, Baruch Shechriv Bavel Rasha. You destroy the wicked Babylon. Good, okay. Ra Beso Shal Nebuchadnezzar. If you see Nebuchadnezzar's palace, then you should say, Baruch Shechriv Omer Baruch Shechriv Beso Shal Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. Ra Gov Shar Arayos O Kivshan Ha'esh. If you see the place, the lion's den, or the fiery furnace, where I assume this is the place where Hanan, Misha, and Azariah were cast into it. So then you say, Baruch Sha'asa Nisim Avosenu B'makom Hazeh. Ra Markulis, if you see the place of the Avodah Zarah of Markulis, Omer, Baruch Sha'asa Nerech HaPayim Wavrei Ritzono, as we just said above. Ra Makom Shenotul Menu Afar, if you see the place where they take earth from it, and what is that referring to? The place of bounding over when the animal cannot leave unless some of that place's earth is put on it. I don't know. Omer Baruch, Omer Veosa, Gozer, and Makayim. It's special. Anyone know what this is talking about? It says here in the footnote here on the art scroll, there's a place in Babylonia from which an animal cannot leave unless some of that place's earth is put on it. This phenomenon is a symbol of Babylonia's curse. Let's try alternatively. The Gemara relates to a place which earth was...
That's Rashi,
okay. Alternatively, the Gemara refers to a place from which earth was quarried to be used in the construction of buildings. That place remained devoid of habitation and agricultural activity. All right, some kind of quarry that you encounter in Bavel, you should say that. Rava, Kiavachazi Chamri, Deshakli Afra. Whenever he would see a donkey who was pulling dirt. Tarif Gahu... Yada al gabayu. He would slap them on their backs with his hand. The Amar Ruhutu Tzadiki Gomevad Rausa Demaraichu. Run, O righteous ones, to perform the will of your master. Okay, he would encourage the donkey to move along. Mar Braid Ravina Kiavamatu Bavel Havashako Afrid Bisudre. Whenever he would go to Bavel, he would take some of the dirt in his turban and throw it outside. Vishadei Lavari would throw it outside to fulfill that which is stated with Kaimash Nemer Viteta Seha Bimata Asa, that I will sweep it clean with a broom of destruction. He would kind of just show that his attitude towards Bavel. Hashmeid. Amar Rav Ashi, Ana Ha Derav Hamnuna Lo Shmili. I didn't hear the thing that Rav Hamnuna is said to have said. Elomi Datai Brichu Sinu Lekuhu. But I said all of these brachos based on my own svara, based on my own conclusion, that that's the appropriate thing to say. Okay, now Nun Chesam and Aleph. Amrav Yirmiya ben Elazar. Just to point out to the people who came late, I did not prepare this Gemara. It's not my day. I'm reading from the art scroll. Amrav Yirmiya ben Elazar. Thank you. Niskalu Abavel, Niskalu Shcheineha. So if Bavel is cursed, her neighbors are also cursed. But when Shomron, Samaria, is cursed, her neighbors are blessed. Niskalu, Bavel, Niskalu, Shchena. How do we know that? Dechsiv Vushamteh, Lomoresh, Visamtia, Lomoresh, Lomorash, Kipod, Veagmei Mayim. And I, meaning Hashem, will make her the estate of wild birds and pools of water. So it's a pasuk saying that wild animals are going to inhabit the wasteland of Bavel, and that's going to ravage the neighboring areas. Shomron is baruch shchena, but when Shomron is cursed, its neighbors are blessed. Tchsiv esamti Shomron le'i hasadeh l'matoei karem. And I, Hashem, will make Samaria a heap in the field, a place for planting vineyards, which means that Samaria is going to be an area of fertile fields, which we are blessing to our neighbors. Okay. V'omer Rav Hamnuna, Haroa Ochluse Yisrael, someone who sees lots of people, multitudes of Jews, Omer Baruch Chacham Harazim, he should say, bless are you, sage of secrets. I think the Mefarshim here say that the reason we praise Hashem for giving us wisdom when you see lots of people is because the more people there are, there's kind of more varied types of wisdom among the crowd, and so it's an appropriate place to praise Hashem for giving us wisdom. If you see multitudes of idol worshippers, Omer Busha Emchem, that your mother is embarrassed. Tanar Rabban, Haroa Achlose Yisrael Omer Baruch Chacham Arazim. Oh, there we go. The Gemara says it. Shein daitem doma zelazeh, because people are different. Each person's intellect and intellectual talents are different from another person's. Vein pirtzofeim doma zelazeh, and people's faces are different. Every person looks different. So ben zoma ra'achusa al gav mala baharabayis. Ben zoma, he saw lots and lots of Jews when he was standing on the step of the Harabayas, and he said, Omer Baruch Chacham Harazim, Ubaruch Shebaruch Kol Elu. Similar, he made a slight variation on that bracha, blessing Hashem for creating all the people and all their intellects.
Shebaruch Kol Elu L'Shamsheni.
L'Shamsheni, thank you. L'Shamsheni, to serve me, meaning to serve Hashem. Huaya Omer Kami Yegios Yaga Adam Harishon, Ad Shematza Pas Lechol. So he used to say, he pointed out, that Adam Arishon had to work really hard until he found bread to eat. He had to figure it out. Charash, Vizara, Vekatzar, Ve'amar, Vedash, Vizara. He had to do all these malachos. He had to plow, and he had to put the seed in, and you have to cut the seed, and then you have to reap it, and then you have to dash it, you have to crush it.
After the eviction.
This is that, yeah. Right. Right, Vizaru, Barar, Vetachan, Virki, he had to separate the wheat from the chaff, and then he'd have to crush it. Velash, Ve'alfan, then he'd have to knead it, and then he'd have to bake it. Ve'achar kachacha, and after all of that work, he would eat it. Vani, and me, I, Benzoma, Mashkim, Umotzi, Ko Elu, Mitukanim, Lefana, and I go to the marketplace and I buy a loaf of bread. I guess he's, again, praising the fact that when people act cooperatively, there's a lot more power in the crowd than in just one person producing something. Similarly, he had to work so hard to find something to wear. Gazas, and goes through all the malachos that would be involved in making a garment. Gazas, v'lavan, v'nafatz, v'tava, v'aragi, v'acharkach matza beged lubosh, and only after that he was able to wear it. V'ani mashkim motzi kol elu mitukanim lefnei and I find it all prepared right in front of me. Kol umos shoktos ubos lepesach besi. What is it saying? Kol umos shoktos.
Rashi says he was a wealthy person. If one came to him for business.
Okay. People would come to him for business. Kol umos shoktos ubos lepesach besi. Vani mashkim motzi kol ewu. Lefanai. I lost the translation here. Where is it?
Next page.
Is it next page? Oh, here. It starts the previous. Members of all nations diligently come to the entrance of my house, and I rise early in the morning and find all of them before me. Okay, you guys, he's praising the fact that business came easy to him. Hu ayo omer. Similarly, he would say, Oreach tov mahu omer. What does a good guest say? Kamatrachos Tarach Balabayas Bishvili, my host worked so hard for me. Kama Basar Ivilfani, he brought a lot of meat in front of me. Kama Yayin Bavilfani, a lot of wine for me. He brought many rolls for me. And he worked this hard. He did all this all for my sake. About Reach Ra, what does a bad guest say? Ma Torach Torach Barabayisel. Why did the trouble go? Why did the host go through all this trouble for me? Pas achas achalti. I just ate one loaf of bread or one piece of bread. Chaticha achas achalti. Ate one piece. Kos echas shasisi. I only drank one cup of wine. Kol tarach shatarach barabayisel. And all the trouble that the host took to make all the excess food, well, tarach el bishvil ishto ubanav, he must have only done it for his wife and his kids. Someone who's ungrateful will kind of talk like that. Now I was going to bring psukim to back these two kind of dichotomies, two ideas up. Orach tov ba omer, zuchor al taski palo asher soro anashim. When it comes to a good guest, the pasuk says that that you should praise the work that people do. When it comes to a bad guest, the pasuk says, therefore people fear him. Okay, now the Gemara is going to get back to the discussion about large crowds of people. V'ha'ish b'mei Shaul zaken ba banashim. And the man in the days of Shaul was old, and he came with men. Rava vitim Rav Zvid vitim Rav Oshia, ze Yishai avi David. This is Yishai, the father of David. Shiatza b'chusa, he went out with lots of people. V'nichnas b'chusa, and he went in with lots of people. V'darsh b'chusa, and he lectured Torah with lots of people. Amar Ula, niktinan enu chusa b'bavel. He says there's no such thing as lots of people in Bavel. In other words, if you see lots of people in Bavel, you wouldn't make that bracha of Chacham Harazim. Tana in Echusa B'chusa Mishishim Ribo. Another brisa says that you need 60 myriads, which is what, 60,000 people, or 600,000 people in order to make this bracha. Good. Tana Rabbanan.
Just as a quick sidebar.
Yeah.
Obviously, when we talk about Eruvin and when somebody's considered to be a Tzibor, is that a description, Shishim Rabo, that's used in other contexts?
That's used
in other contexts?
It is, right? It's used in...
just have like an Eruv, obviously.
For Eruv, that's considered Rosh Hasharabim, right? Is that right? Exactly. It comes from this week's Parsha. That's the number of Yotzei Mitzrayim, right? Yeah. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Haroa Chachmei Yisrael Omer Baruch Shachach Mechachmas L'Reav. If you see a Chacham from Yisrael, a Talmud Chacham, you should say that Bracha Baruch Shachach Mechachmas L'Reav, that Hashem gave off from His wisdom to the people who fear Him. Chachmei Ovdei Kochavim, if you see someone from non-Jewish nations who is a Chacham, you say Baruch Shnasa Mechachmas L'Reav Sav, who gave His wisdom to His creatures. You should say, when you see the king of Israel, you should say, blessed is who portioned of his glory to those who fear him. Malchay of the Kochavim, Omer, Baruch Shnasa Mechvodo Livriyo Sav, he gave of his glory to his creatures. Amar Yochanan, we Olam Yishtadel Adam Larutz Likras Malchay Yisrael. You should always run to greet a king. Not only to greet a Jewish king, even to greet non-Jewish kings, because by seeing the greatness and the glory attributed to non-Jewish kings, you will come to appreciate the glory of Jewish kings. I think there are two pshatim here. One is that you'll see if these people give so much kavod and there's so much pomp and circumstance surrounding Malchay of the Kochavim, so that'll kind of you'll come to realize that when Malchus Yisrael is around or is sovereign, so then so much pomp and circumstance and glory attaches to that. And then the other pshat, I think, is that I don't know. Maybe that's just the only shot. I don't know. Good. Okay, fine. Gemara has an incident. Rav Sheshes Saginar Hava. So Rav Sheshes was a blind person. Hava ka'azli kuli almo kabuy alpamaka. And everyone was going to greet the king. V'kam azlo badai Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes was among them. Ashkechei Ahud Saduke. So a certain Saduki said to Rav Sheshes, and he said, Amr Lai Chatspe Lenahara Kagne Laya. He said, whole pitchers go to the river, where do broken pitchers go? Which meant, why are you going to see the king? You can't even see the king. What's the thing you're going to see? So Amr Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says, Tachazid Yadana Tfe Minach. I'm going to show you that I know more about what's going on than you do. Chalaf Gudunda Kamayu. And so the parade started passing by. Ki Ka'avsha, and when it became loud, the Tzeduki, Amar Lahu Tzeduki, Asamalka, the Tzeduki said to Rav Sheshes, the king is here, because he heard the crowd getting louder. Amar Rav Sheshes knew more than the Tzeduki. He said, Lo Kasi, he says, actually, I know that he's not coming. The mere fact that it's loud doesn't signify that the king is in the area. Chav Gunda Tinyasa, the second troop passed by, the second group of people, Kika Avshan, it became loud. Amar Lahu Tzeduki, the Tzeduki said, Hashta Kasi Malka. Tzeduki said, now the king is coming. Mm-hmm. And again, Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Sheshes, Lo Kasi Malka. I know that the loud sound doesn't signify the king is coming. Chalav Tlitai, the third troop came by, Kika Shaski, and then it got quiet. Amar Lahu Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes said, Vadei Hashta Kasi Malka. Now that there's kind of a hush falling over the crowd, I know that the king is coming. So the Tzeduki was surprised that he was able to figure this out. Malchus down on earth is very similar to the way things work up in Shemayim. This is, I think, talking about Elisha and Eliyahu Hanavi. V'hinei Hashem ovev ruach gedol v'chazak mafarei karim mishaber slom v'hinei Hashem. Right, it's describing the appearance of Hashem in front of, I think, Eliyahu Hanavi. The pasuk describes a very loud happenstance with the wind and all sorts of stuff going on, smashing mountains, breaking rocks. The achar ruach rash. After the wind, there was a earthquake. Lo barash Hashem, and Hashem is not in the rash. Right, the first part of the pasuk says Lo baruch Hashem. Hashem is not in the ruach. He's not in the earthquake. V'achar rash eish lo ba'ish Hashem. Then came fire, but that's not where Hashem is. V'achar eish kol demamadaka. Famously, the pasuk concludes by saying that after the fire, there's a slight, thin, still sound, and that is where Hashem is, meaning Hashem is in, not in the loud announcing his presence, but he's in the small, thin, quiet areas. And so Rav Sheshes is pointing out that the same thing is true by Malachim down here, that it's when there's like a hush falls over the crowd, that's when you know the king is in the area. Fine. Ki asa Malka, finally the king came. Pasach Rav Sheshes Kmavarecha, and Rav Sheshes started blessing him. Amar Lahu Tzeduke, because there's a bro we just saw above, there's a bracha you make when you see a king. Amar Lahu Tzeduke, Leman Delo Chazis Lei Kmavarechas. How can you, Rav Sheshes, bless someone you don't even see, because you're blind? Umay Have Alei Da'u Tzeduke. What happened to that Tzeduke? Ikad Amri Chavrohi Kchalinhu Leinei. Some people say that his colleagues painted his eyes, meaning they gouged out his eyes, says Rashi. And some say, V'ikad Amri Rav Sheshes Nasan Enav Bo V'nasa Galtzel Shal Tzamos. Rav Sheshes kind of was all insulted and disappointed in the way this guy was talking. So he set his eyes upon him. He kind of gave him an eye and her or something like that. And he became V'nasa Galtzel Tzamos. He became a heap of bones, which on the bottom they say means that his flesh became decomposed and only his bones were left, like the body of a person who died long ago. Meaning things didn't turn out well for this Tzeduki.
not a good day.
Okay, next we have another story about respect for the kings. Rav Shila Nagde Lahu Gavra Deval Mitzris. Rav Shila gave Malkus to someone who had cohabited with an Egyptian woman. Also, acha bekurtse bemalka, and the man went to the king. He mastered Rav Shila. He went to the king and complained about him. Amar ikachad gavri b'yuda. He said there's a person in the, among the Jews, the kadayin dina b'lo harmen ad-malka, who is administering justice without authority from the king. Shadar alei pristika. So the king sent out a messenger to figure out what's going on. Kiasa, when Rav Shila came in before this this emissary who was investigating him, Amri Lei, they asked him, "My time and nagdase lahai. Why did you give Malkus to this guy?" So Amr Lahu, "Deba al chamarta," because he had relations with a donkey. He kind of exaggerated the situation a little bit. So Amri Lei, so they said, "Isle Sade, did you actually witness this? Or are there witnesses to this?" So Amr Lei, in. He said, "Yes, I do have witnesses." Asa Eliyahu idmei l'kinnish v'asid. So Eliyahu Anavi came and testified as if he was a, you know, he pretended he came in the guise of a person and testified. So Amri Lei, they said to Rav Shila, "Ihachi bar katalahu. If that's the case, he should be killed. He shouldn't have just gotten lashes." So Amr Lehu, "Ana miyuma de galinan me aren." Ana miyuma de galinan me aren leslan reshusa l'mikdo. Because we are in exile, we don't have sovereignty over where we are, we don't have authority to carry out executions. Atun my devi'isu navdisulai. But if you want to kill this guy because he had relations with a donkey, go ahead, be our guest. Admainu bebedina, while they were continuing their investigation, pasach Rabbi Shua of Amar Lecha Hashem Agduva Agvura. So Rabbi Shua praised Hashem, saying, "You have all the strength." So Amri Lei, they said to him, "My Kamri." So they said, "What are you mumbling over there?" So Amri Lehu, he said to them, "Hachi Kamrina, Brich Rachmana Diyav Malchus Ba'ara Kein Malchus Adirikia." I'm praising Hashem for giving you the king, your king, sovereignty, right? I'm praising Hashem who establishes royalty on earth that is similar to the royalty in Shemayim. V'yav Lechu Shultan of Racham Edina. And that he gave you the authority to administer justice. So Amru, so they said to themselves, Chaviva le yikar de malchusa, kulehai. We see that this Rav Shila, he loves the monarchy so much. Yahave le kulfa, let's give him the authority to administer punishment himself. So Amru le, dundina. They said, "Go, you administer justice. You now have authority of the king to administer justice." Kiava Nafik, when Shua was now leaving them, Amr Le'a Hugavra, Avid Rachmana Nisa Shakari Hachi. So the man, the victim of all this, the guy who had been Boel a Mitzris and then was accused of being Boel a donkey, he said, "Does Hashem really perform miracles to allow you to lie like this?" So Amr Le'a, Rasha, so Rav Shua said to him, "Rasha, Lav Chamari Ikri." He said, "It's true that I, in one way, lied," but he says, "In fact, non-Jews are referred to as chamari, right? Because it says, Asher b'sar chamarim b'saram. So you did have relations with the Egyptian, but that's just the same as having relations with a donkey." Chazik dekazel memruhu dekarinu chamare. So now Rav Shila realized that this guy who is a tattletaler generally, he was going to tell the authorities that that Rav Shila had called them donkeys. So Amar, so he said to himself, "Hi Rodefu, this guy is dangerous." Vatora Omra, the Torah said, "Imba lahargecha hashkem hargo." If someone is about to kill you, you have to kill him first. Machge bekulfa vakatle, and so Rav Shila, who had been, I guess, given a rod by the authorities just a moment ago, he hit him with the rod and he killed him. This is one of the sugyas that's kind of the basis for the idea of Mesira, right? Back in the time of the Gemara and even in the Middle Ages, it was very, very dangerous to report on a Jew to the Malchus. And so the Gemara refers to a Moser as a Rodef, as you see right here. And the Rambam says explicitly, you have authority. If someone's a Maser, if he's someone who's going to report you to the authorities, you have the obligation to kill him first. That obviously doesn't apply to the same degree nowadays, because just because someone reports someone to the government, the government's not going to necessarily kill him. Well, it depends on the government, yeah. But in Western society, we generally don't assume that there's the same concept of Mesira.
And the aspect of Mesira, Did that apply only strictly in Galut, or could it theoretically have applied if he had even like an unjust melech in Eretz
Yisrael? Yeah, it's anywhere I think where the consequence would have been the same. If someone masters you to the government, then that's going to cause the government to kill Jews. He's considered a ruler.
If it was in Eretz Yisrael.
If it was like a corrupt Jewish government.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, should we keep on going or?
Let's just finish the page, I guess.
Finish the page, okay. Okay, now the Rav Shigo had quoted the pasuk of above of Vachashem, Agdua, Agvura, Tferes, etc. So now he's going to darshan that, I think. Amar, Hov is Savidui Nisa Baikra. He was very grateful that a nes had occurred to him by invocation of that pasuk. Darshinulai, so he said, let's darshan the pasuk. Vachashem, Agdua. So when we talk about Hashem's greatness, that's the fact that He created the world. He performs great deeds, that are beyond comprehension. His strength, that was when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. We saw Hashem's great strength, right? That's His gevura. His splendor, this is a reference to the fact that in Givon, the miracle that took place where they were still fighting, they needed time to defeat the enemies, and so the sun and moon stopped. The sun stood still and the moon stopped. And the triumph, Zuma Palasa Shal Romi, that's the fall of Rome. V'chinomer V'yez Nitzchama Begadai. V'ahod, glory Zuma Chamas Nachle Arnon. This refers to the battle in Arnon. Shenemar Al King Yomar V'sefel Mechamas Hashem Esvayiv V'sufa. Talking about Hod. Kichol Bashamayim V'aretz, that everything is in the earth and the heavens. Zumuchama Sisra, this is the Muhammad of Sisra with Devorah Hanavia against Midyan. Shnemar Min Shamayim Nilchamu Akal Chavim Min Mesila Sam. Again, the reference of Shamayim there. Ucha Hashem HaMamlacha, Hashem has the kingship. Zumuchama Samalik, this is when they fought Amalek, because it says, Chinomer Ki Yad Al Kais Ka, for the hand is in the throne of Hashem. Vamisna Sei, Zu Melchem is Gog Umagov. This refers to the Melchem of Gog Umagov. V'chinu Omer Hinu Ni'alecha Gog Nasi Rosh Meshech V'Suval. And then finally, L'chol L'Rosh, over every leader, Amar Rav Chanan Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Min Shemaya Manu Lei, that it's appointed from heaven. I'm sorry, Afi L'Rosh Gargita Min Shemaya Manu Lei, that even the supervisor of irrigation is appointed from heaven, meaning Hashem kind of is in charge of everyone and decides who rises to positions of leadership. A different interpretation of this idea of Vecha Hashem Agdua Gvura, etc. Masnisa Tana Mishmei Rabbi Akiva, they quote Rabbi Akiva, Vecha Hashem Agdua Zu Kriyas Yamsuf, this refers to Kriyas Yamsuf, Agvura is Makas Bechoros, Batiferes Matan Torah, Netzach is Yerushalayim, and Hod is the base HaMikdash. Okay.
Okay, Shkoyach.
Thank you.